With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump makes a triumphant return to Capitol Hill to meet with House and Senate Republicans. He says he and congressional Republicans are ready to deal with the border crisis.
We're going to have strong borders, and we're going to have people come into our country, but they're going to come in legally. They're not going to pour in from prisons all over South America and all over the world. And it's not just South America, by the way. It's all over the world.
He held an hour-long closed-door meeting with House Republicans, and then he met with Senate Republicans at campaign headquarters near the Capitol. A unanimous Supreme Court preserves access to an abortion drug that was used in nearly two-thirds of abortions in the U.S. last year. It marked the court's first abortion decision since justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The justices concluded that the pro-life advocates lacked the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone and the FDA's subsequent actions to make the drug easier to get. Also at SRNnews.com, one American company has revived its work on a system to warn pilots if another aircraft might be on the runway that they're using.
Safety experts and the flying public are worried about a recent increase in close calls between planes at the nation's airports. One of the ideas to increase safety is outfitting planes with systems that alert pilots if they're directly on a path to a possible collision. Honeywell's testing just such a hazard warning system. Current pilots rely on air traffic controllers to alert them. A safety expert says an automatic cockpit warning might only save microseconds, but that could be enough to prevent a disaster. Keith Peters reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is deploying another 200 National Guard members to the border to fight fentanyl trafficking. Governor says the number of Guard troops from California will go from 155 to 392. This is SRN News. A court battle over a T-shirt continues.
There are only two genders. Those are the words emblazoned on a shirt worn by 7th grader Liam Morrison during a school day at Nicholas Middle School in Middlesboro, Massachusetts last year. School officials kicked him out for a violation of the hate speech code. Now two courts have ruled the schools were in the right. Alliance Defending Freedom represents Morrison, says there will likely be an appeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Governor Jay Inslee says Washington will spell out in state law that hospitals must provide abortions if needed to stabilize patients. His statement comes as the Supreme Court is expected to rule this month on whether conservative states can bar abortions during some medical emergencies. There's no indication the patients have ever been denied emergency abortions in Washington, but he says he wants to remove any doubt that hospitals are required to provide them if they're necessary. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates dipped slightly Thursday.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.95%. That's down slightly from 6.99% last week. The average rate has hovered around 7% for much of this year. That's close to a two-decade high. Elevated mortgage rates dampened home sales this spring home buying season. Economists say mortgage rates are unlikely to drop significantly until the Federal Reserve sees more evidence of slowing inflation. I'm Alex Vega.
South Florida airports are taking a major hit while heavy downpours continue to impact the area. FlightAware is tracking more than 300 cancellations, more than 300 delays at Miami International. At Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International, more than 140 flights were grounded due to bad weather. A tropical weather system is the cause of all the rain. More details at SRNnews.com.